And now dictation for Martha, M-A-R-T-H-A, Jose, J-O-S-E, November 938, addresses a letter to Dr. McCannon, M-C-C-O-N-N-O-N, 9535329. Dear Dr. McCannon, follow-up for Mrs. Jose, who has a stage 5 chronic kidney disease from diabetic nephropathy hypertension last visit September. Has attended the pre-dialysis class. She is more convinced that her dialysis will be peritoneal dialysis at home. There is no overt vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, or change in urination or bleeding, but overall fatigue, low energy, no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, no orthopnea, PND, no pruritus. Other review system is negative, no mental status changes. Sister Joanne, J-O-A-N, helps, remains on phosphorus binders, sometimes causes diarrhea, but is not every day. For blood pressure on hydralazine, Norvasc, Diltiazem, inhaler for asthma, cholesterol treatment, diabetes management on a low dose of Lasix 20 milligrams. This is a telemedicine, so she's alert to the intestine 3, normal speech, no respiratory distress, able to speak in full sentences, no facial asymmetry. Next paragraph, creatinine progressively risen, presently at 4.8 October, representing a GFR of 8 stage 5, sodium in the low side 133, potassium low side 3.5, normal acid-base nutrition calcium, phosphorus elevated 5.8, normal white blood cell platelets, hemoglobin of 11. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 5. Next number, diabetic nephropathy. Next number, hypertensive nephrosclerosis, bilateral small kidneys, no obstruction or urinary retention. Next number, mineral bone abnormalities, kidney disease, continual restricted phosphorus, diet and binders. Next number, anemia. EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Next number, hypertension volume overload, continue present regimen, monitor potassium. Next paragraph, comments. Patient is agreeable to do dialysis. She's choosing peritoneal dialysis. She has no prior abdominal surgeries. She's taking no aspirin or anticoagulation. We will ask intervention and radiologist to place catheter in Mount Pleasant. She understands that we are going to let that catheter heal for 7-10 days, and after that, start educational purposes. I already talked to home dialysis nurse Billy, B-I-L-L-Y. She has declined prior AV fistula. She's not interested on hemo. She has early symptoms of uremia, but very mild. Otherwise, other management for blood pressure, phosphorus diet and binder as indicated above, as well as treatment of anemia. All questions answered. Next follow-up will be in the dialysis, in the home dialysis unit, end of dictation.